Yesterday was the legal deadline for all 15 of Arizona's counties to certify the results of the November election. Normally, it's a rather uneventful part of the elections process, but not this year. Republican officials in rural Cochise County voted yesterday to delay certifying the results of the midterm elections, and they were met with a swift response from the Secretary of State and now Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, whose office asked a judge to order the Cochise County officials to do their legal duty and certify the results. Here to explain all of the legal maneuverings to come is Jen Fifield, a reporter with VoteBeat. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So, I mean, this is mandatory, right? Like, they are legally obligated to certify the results by a certain date, correct?
Correct. This is a very standard process after every election where this county supervisor simply put a rubber stamp on the election results and say, these are the results they are in. We're sending them to the Secretary of State's office. As you said, that had to happen by yesterday. The Secretary of State is planning to canvass or certify on December 5th.
Okay. So why did officials in Cochise County vote to delay? What was their reasoning?
Their justification during the meeting was this debunked 2020 claim that the machines that tally votes in their county weren't certified by a properly accredited federal lab, which has to happen before they're used. This was, as I said, debunked in 2020. Mm-hmm. They were properly accredited. The Secretary of State's office reached out to the supervisors multiple times, and they refused to accept her answer. But then the Republican supervisor, Peggy Judd, that took this vote, then went into the New York Times last night and told them, actually, this was just what we needed to justify our protest about what happened in Maricopa County with the election day problems. And we didn't want to certify the election. And we were using this. So there's two different reasonings behind the scenes there.
Interesting. So this is Cochise County, but she's saying this is basically about what happened in Maricopa County.
She is.
Okay, so this was then met with expected legal action from the Secretary of State's office. Tell us exactly what they're doing at this moment.
The Secretary of State's office filed a lawsuit last night asking the courts to demand the certification of the vote by December 1st, which would give them enough time then to have their meeting on December 5th to certify all counties' elections. Now, they have actually until December 8th they can extend that to. So they're trying to get ahead of this and tell the court, you need to tell them to do this now before we need to take our vote. If we can't take our vote, we are breaking state law. And every election attorney I've talked to about this, Republican, Democrat alike, say that this is a statutorily required mandate, and the court is going to demand them to certify their election.
Okay, so they can sort of legally compel them to do this. There were other officials in other counties who had sort of toyed with the idea of not certifying these results, but they ultimately did because of this reason. I mean, what exactly can they do? I mean, what is legally compelling them to do this mean?
Really, the judge is going to say, we are ordering you to do this. If not, you are breaking the law. It is a felony to disrupt elections in Arizona in any way. And the court would decide whether then by breaking the law in that way, they would face a felony charge.
So this would be potential felony charges against the Board of Supervisors in that county.
True. Yes.
Wow. Have we ever seen anything like this before, Jen?
Not that I've seen in Arizona. Now, in the 2020 election, Cochise County came close to doing this last time. They delayed their certification until the final day, but then on that final day, they did vote to approve it. Mm-hmm. Now, we saw a small county, Otero County in New Mexico, do this in 2020 as well, and they also got very close to this deadline, but ended up certifying their election as well. So no one's really taken it this far, but it is all from the 2020 Stop the Steal movement. We're seeing that continue to resonate with people here, communities here, who think that the elections aren't fair and are trying to take and push farther and farther into trying to disrupt the election.
Right. So this is a little further than we've seen it pushed in the past. What are you watching for next?
I'm going to just be watching this lawsuit, how it plays out. I'm going to be watching how this is potentially pushing back the timeline for potential recount for two statewide recounts that need to happen under state law. It's funny, I did hear from candidate Abe Hamadeh, or his Twitter account at least, mm-hmm. who messaged me and said, we don't want to delay the certification because we have this very important recount. He's about 100 points away from his competitor, Chris Mays, who's currently winning that attorney general's race in Arizona. So he wants this recount to happen on time before the election is final, and the recounts are done.
Okay. Jen Fifield joining us from VoteBeat with the legal back and forth over certification that is happening in the state right now. Jen, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
And now let's turn from the legal to the political. And for that, I'm joined by KJZZ's political editor, Ben Giles. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, so this doesn't exactly come as a surprise that this happened in Cochise County, right? They had challenged other parts of the vote process this time around, correct?
Right. As Jen just mentioned, you know, in 2020, they entertained the possibility of failing to certify the election by the Monday deadline, as they did yesterday. But just earlier this year, there was a lot of fighting and considering over a full hand recount of all of the ballots cast in Cochise County. There were about 47,000 plus voters who cast ballots earlier this month. And that was something that they wanted to do, but again, not allowed by law. There is by law a mandated partial hand count of the ballots. That's a statistically significant number of ballots are selected just to make sure that, you know, sort of triple or quadruple checking that the machine count of the vote was accurate. And that's what they went ahead with and did in the end. But certainly they've entertained a couple of ideas these last few years of ways to get around or circumvent the law that just simply aren't allowed by law.
Yeah. Okay. So not certifying the election results, as we just talked about, is illegal, right? It's against the law, but it also could potentially have some serious implications about on the elections that are being certified, right? So there was an op-ed in the Republic from Maricopa County, former Maricopa County recorder Helen Purcell and a former elections official Tammy Patrick, basically saying that this also could disenfranchise tens of thousands of voters.
Yes, it could. And that was precisely the point that attorneys for Secretary of State and Governor-elect Katie Hobbs were making in a lawsuit that they filed late yesterday, that they are compelled to move forward with a statewide canvass of the election results by December 5th, no later than December 8th. They want to do it next Monday. They can push that deadline back by about 3 days. But Hobbs was just making the point in that lawsuit that if we get to December 8th, Cochise County hasn't certified their election results yet. We've got to certify the other 14 counties as part of the statewide audit. And that essentially would mean that 47,000 plus votes from Cochise County voters would not be counted as a legitimate part of this election. And they would not be counted towards the official results. That could affect several statewide races, that could affect some legislative races. Mm-hmm. We know for a fact that it could affect the race for superintendent of public instruction. It might flip that race for Democrat Kathy Hoffman, who is losing pretty handily right now to Republican Tom Horn. It might also affect the congressional race in Southern Arizona, Kirsten Engel, a Democrat, losing to Republican Juan Ciscomani.
Right, because so many of these races were so tight, 47,000 votes is significant here.
And this is ironic, too, that we have a Democratic Secretary of State suing Republicans in a Republican stronghold county. I mean, this is a county that voted overwhelmingly for Republican candidates. And if the two GOP supervisors, it's two Republican supervisors down there who are gumming up the works, if they don't get it together and certify the results, they could be jeopardizing a lot of votes for a lot of Republican candidates.
So, I mean, this seems like hard to believe that this would ever happen. There's no precedent for this, right?
No, the only other time we've seen it, again, as Jen mentioned earlier, was in New Mexico in 2020. There was a small county, Otero County, there that dabbled in not certifying the results. But what we did see there is what we expect to see play out sometime later this week or next. A court ordered that board of supervisors in the New Mexico county, you have to do this. You have to certify the results. So that's what everyone's expecting to happen this week. But we just don't know how far these two Cochise County Republicans are willing to go on the board there.
Hmm. Okay, so Jen also mentioned the race, the very, very, very historically close race for attorney general here between Abe Hemeda and Chris Mays. Chris Mays, the Democrat, is about 510 votes up. It's going to a recount, but Abe Hemeda has filed a lawsuit in this case and is worried that this delaying the certification could potentially throw a wrench in that. Explain this for us.
Well, he's absolutely right that it could. In a lot of ways, well, in every way, I guess, Abe Hamaday's lawsuit was premature. The lawsuits challenging the election results aren't supposed to be filed until after the certification of the election. So if Cochise County doesn't certify those results, what results are there to challenge is the point that he's making. And I heard that Mojave County yesterday, they also flirted with not certifying their own results. But what their attorney said is, you're basically preventing candidates from challenging the results in these specific counties. If you can't even get it together and certify the results, the lawsuit that Abe Hamaday filed might be dismissed as early as this week because, again, it was filed prematurely. It needs to happen after the certification. So what does a candidate like Hamaday do when he's so close? It's 510 votes we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. What does he do if a county with a lot of Republican votes for him doesn't certify the results? That only hurts his chances of winning.
That's really interesting. So, okay, so the Maricopa County supervisors also certified the results of the election here yesterday, and it was a unanimous vote, but they faced, you know, a barrage of vitriol from people demanding a revote. It was hours long. Tell us a little bit about what we saw in Maricopa County yesterday, where, you know, there were actual problems with the election.
Well, there was that printer problem, but the big distinction with the printer issues at about, I can't remember the number, 35, 40 something percent of the voting centers in Maricopa County. The big distinction is no one was actually disenfranchised from voting. So that was the claim that you heard repeatedly yesterday, that people were disenfranchised, that they couldn't vote because of this issue. The county has debunked that and said it's just not true. People were given plenty of other opportunities to cast their ballot. There are redundancies built into the system, that now infamous door three, for example, that people could have used to turn in their ballot, even though it couldn't be tabulated at the voting site that day. Mm-hmm. So what you heard was just an extension of a lot of the campaign conspiracy theories and lies and mistruths out there about the election process that were just repeated and thrown at the faces of the Board of Supervisors and of recorder Stephen Richer, who was also at the meeting yesterday. I think this just means that we're not going to stop talking about the 2022 election anytime soon. We're going to have a little bit of a repeat of the last 2 years, where the 2020 election was on the hearts and minds of some very far right Republicans in this state. And that this new election, the 2022 election, is probably now the topic du jour for Republicans going forward.
We will hear more about it. All right. KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.